This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Good morning, and thanks for tuning in. I have to confess that I am a science weenie. I love science, not just biology, not just chemistry, not just astrophysics, just the whole nine yards. And each year I look forward to the release of the collection that's been going on for more than a decade now called The Best American Science Writing. The Best American Science Writing 2012 is in bookstores now, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome to Cincinnati Edition the series editor, Jesse Cohen. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
I have to say I'm a bit envious of you. You started this, back in 1999 or so. There have been, This is the 14th Best American Science Writing book. You had a collection in the middle there. How did you get started, and how did you get so lucky to have a job like this, Jesse?
It's really lucky. You know, at the time this all began, I was working as an editor on a series of short books on science that eventually became a series called the Great Discovery Series. And at that time, I had met a man named Dan Halpern, who is the publisher of Echo, a division of HarperCollins, and Echo is the publisher of The Best American Science Writing. And they had just gotten this thing off the ground. They had just announced that they were going to be doing an anthology of science writing. And they were looking for a series editor, and I threw my hat in the ring because at the time I was doing all this kind of reading anyway. I had put a subscriber to several science magazines and was constantly keeping up with all the science writing that I could get my hands on. So it just was a nice natural extension and outgrowth of the editorial work I was doing anyway. And it continued for 13 years now. And so I've been very, very fortunate to have been involved and to be able to have worked with so many amazing science writers and scientists, both as contributors and as guest editors.
I was going to speak about the guest editors because the list is quite impressive. I know last year for the Best American Science Writing 2011, I spoke to the guest editor, Rebecca Skloot, who talked about collecting up the stories. And how do you find the guest editors for each year? This year it's Michio Kaku.
Right. What we do is we caucus. Dan Halpern and I talk about really who we'd like to work with. And then we reach out, and if we're lucky, that person will say yes. And generally speaking, they do. Most of the people we approach are delighted to have the opportunity to kind of put their imprint on not only the articles and stories they think are most noteworthy for the year, but also what they consider to be good and important science writing, what makes for a good story about science. And that's what I think draws them into it.
Well, this year's editor, talk about approaching Michio Kaku and asking him what his reaction was and a little bit about what he came up with for the 2012 edition.
Sure thing. Michio and I go way back to my editorial days as a book editor. I had been chasing him for a long time to do a book. Eventually, I did get to work with him on a book, so I knew him and I knew his agent very well. So it was pretty easy for me to reach out to him and to his agent, and both of them loved the idea and jumped on board. And the best thing about working with Michio, I mean, there are many good things about working with him. He's brilliant, he's fun, he's exciting. And he's a great partner. But I also knew him well enough to know the kinds of stories that he would like to see. And as a result, and one thing I'm really proud of, is that this year we have a lot more stories about physics, because that's Michio Kaku's background. He's a string theorist and a physicist. And so I knew that this year we'd be able to get more of those stories in. Not that other guest editors have avoided them. It's just that there's always a natural, I think, tendency to go for stories about medicine and biology and things that talk about human beings much more closely. But I also think that this year we were just very fortunate that there seemed to be a few more compelling articles about physics than we've seen in maybe in past years.
Well, I love this organization in Best American Science Writing 2012, where Michio states that I decided to start with the most familiar subject, our own body, and then work outward from there to the environment that surrounds us, and then the space program, the universe, and finally to the very limits of science itself when it collides with religion and sensitive societal issues, as he says in the introduction. And it is a great collection because it does take you from that very intimate look at the body, through looking into space and a lot, as you say, of the physics, which it was interesting. There's an article in here that talks about building the quantum computer, or not building the quantum computer, as the case may be.
Yes, I think that shows the breadth and the scope of the collection. I think it shows, to some degree, the Michio's boundless curiosity and interest in so many things. And I also think that particular article, which is about a really fascinating and eccentric British physicist and theoretician named David Deutsch. David Deutsch is just such a magnet because he's really out there. You know, he doesn't have a regular teaching position. He's just one of these guys who's super smart and can make a living being super smart and saying really brilliant things. And what I love about that article, and I think it speaks to a number of the articles this year, is that not only does it have like the best science stories, a kind of human element to them, so that in addition to learning something new and sort of exploring a scientific frontier, there's that X factor of a human story and a beating heart behind all of it. It also, I think especially this year, but in past years we've done this, and I think this also speaks to Michio's point of view, it just overturns our expectations. So there's a lot of talk about quantum computing, which is to use quantum processes to do some amazing computational things. You'd be able to solve complex equations that take years on a supercomputer or on linked computers. You could solve it in seconds because you'd be exploiting this weird quantum principle of superposition, where more than one state can be happening at the same time, which is one of those weird aspects of the quantum world. And that's fascinating enough. For David Deutsch, though, and this is where your expectation gets overturned, for David Deutsch, so what? You know, he doesn't care about the practical effects of this machine. He was actually the first person to theorize a quantum computer. And the reason was because he was doing a kind of a thought experiment. He wanted to prove a theory that he subscribes to, and that was first put forward many, many years ago by a man named Hugh Everett, which is the many worlds theory, as it's known, which is really out there. I mean, it really borders on metaphysics, and that's kind of a theme in this year's anthology too, which says that anything that can happen branches off into a new universe. So in our universe, we see things that happen just because they happen that way in our universe. But, you know, there are an infinite number of universes, and in one of them, it's exactly the same as ours, except that you turned left at a street corner instead of right, or whatever it is. And so he thinks that the quantum computer will be a means towards proving the many worlds theory, or disproving it, depending on the outcome of a particular experiment he's come up with. So that's what's so fascinating, is that, you know, you think that, oh, the quantum computer, that's a fascinating thing in and of itself, but there's actually this unexpected twist to it, that it could be a portal to an understanding of the universe that would really overturn all the things we think we know already.
Well, fascinating from front to back and gaining insight into many of the sciences and also into the reader's self as well. And the Best American Science Writing 2012 in bookstores now. Jesse Cohen is the series editor. I've been speaking with him. And Michio Kaku is the guest editor for the 2012 edition. You can learn more about the Best American Science Writing 2012 at our website, wvxu.org. Thanks again, Jesse, for feeding my brain.
Thank you, Mark. It's been my pleasure.